is our Tuesday morning top 10, the top 10 cool things about having a really big, giant $10 billion telescope a million miles up in space. Insert your own Matt Damon joke here at any time. Feel free, play along at home.
Number 10.
Well, you think those midday show TikTok dances are awesome. Now, you just wait. That filter. It's going to be the James Webb filter, everybody.
Number 9.
Please. Everybody's meeting backdrop.
It's going to be everybody's Zoom.
Number 9.
It also assists NASA in their very important side mission, the long, maybe never-ending eternal search throughout the galaxy to find more of Elon Musk's kids. That's possible. They keep searching right there. Number 8, expands the possibility of known universes and galaxies and infinite regions of space. Sure, it does all that. But it also ups the statistics and chances that we might find out exactly who the heck those wedges belong to from last week. They're out there somewhere out there.
Number 7,
a cool benefit to having a big old $10 billion telescope up in space.
Mm-hmm.
With this, finally, now, regardless of streaming services or whatever, we will always be able to, for generations, keep up with the Kardashians at any point. They cannot escape.
Number 6.
Is that a benefit? I don't know.
That's a good question. And that is up for debate.
Number 6.
Jamba Juice after the show. Number 6. It answered. This is what the lead scientist involved said. Quote, it's answering questions already, questions that we don't even know to ask yet. That's what the lead scientist said, which I think his name is Bob Telescope. I don't know what
Bob Telescope.
Right? Yeah. But have they asked the question?
Will it float?
I'm going to guess we don't have a bucket big enough, by the way, shameless plug.
We're going to need a bigger bucket. It's floating up there in space. We can go 0G on Will It Float every Thursday morning at 8 o'clock here in Hancock.
Number 5,
benefit to having a really big telescope up there. It's never too early to scope out next possible future locations of Bucky's.
Okay, it's our family's first time at Busey's.
There you go. You keep going, you weird family.
Number 4,
the ability to look back 13 billion years ago gives you, Marley, a really good chance to check out, finally, Dukes of Hazzard. What was it? Yeah, Reba. You haven't seen Reba.
No Reba, no Dukes of Hazzard.
Wow.
Still.
All right, stream that service.
Number 3,
like most things in space right now and lately, it's worth billions of dollars and all it wants to do is take selfies.
Number 2.
I don't know, but you can imagine what it's like being up there, way out there, possibly living on a planet where you don't have to set your thermostat at 80 degrees.
Number 1.
And then finally, the #1 thing. Well, there's a reason it's searching for intelligent life, and it's pointed the other way.
Pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space.
So tell us, Clint.
Because I'm afraid that we've been cheated here on Earth.
Top 10.
Country mornings on your radio. KB and Marley. Hank FM.